Hugh O'Connell, I'll start with you. Fianna Fáil Minister of State Niall Collins back in the headlines again tonight. Why so? What's he saying?
Well, he and Simon Harris were doing a press conference earlier on higher education issues in government buildings. But from what I gather, I wasn't there myself, but the entire press conference was dominated by media questions about this land deal involving his wife from over 15 years ago. And this is obviously something that was the subject of considerable controversy a couple of weeks ago. Niall Collins has not answered any questions or faced the media at all since it broke in the Ditch website. So this was the first time that he had an opportunity to take questions. And he revealed, I suppose, a new bit of information that we got was that he was aware that his wife had inquired about the lands that he subsequently assented to being sold off by Limerick City Council at a Brough local committee meeting in 2007. And that he said that his wife had originally intended to buy this land with another person. That person pulled out. His wife bought the land herself, and he said that he had no involvement in this. He said he was happy to answer questions about it, but that he wasn't going to do it in the Dáil, I think it was effectively his position. And that's where it kind of stands now at this point. He refused to answer questions about where he lived when he made a planning application over 20 years ago. This is another controversy that he was involved in earlier this year that the Ditch reported on. So that's kind of where it stands now.
Paul Murphy raising it in the House earlier on, and looking at your own paper over the weekend, 58% of respondents in a survey said they believed he should have resigned over this issue, and more revelations today. So is that it, or is it likely to run again?
I don't detect a great degree of desire amongst the opposition to pursue this issue. I heard Piers Doherty on the station earlier on today on Drive Time saying that Niall Collins should answer questions in the Dáil, but he wasn't exactly hammering the issue, and that speaks to Sinn Féin not really going after this issue in a big way. So I think that as long as he has the backing of the three coalition leaders, Niall Collins is probably safe, and barring other allegations emerging, there are some reports this evening that Gardaí are examining an initial complaint that he may have breached the Local Government Act, but there's no formal investigation or anything like that. There's no suggestion of any, well, there has been suggestions of wrongdoing, but obviously Niall Collins would deny those. So I don't see this going any further at this stage. But I mean, I do think it stands out like a sore thumb, the coalition, the way in which they've dealt with Niall Collins versus Barry Cowan, for example, 3 years ago. Barry Cowan was sacked by the Taoiseach at the time, Micheál Martin, for not answering Dáil questions or refusing to go into the Dáil and answer questions. The same has not been applied to Niall Collins.